Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make a day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment from Sunday's teaching, Faith That Works. We're going to continue to explore those points today. We're going to start off in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, which tells us by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things visible. So the invisible was first. It's the word of God that brought creation into being. So we could trace that right back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, where it tells us, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So when God called forth this light, he said, let there be light. This wasn't the sun. Because the sun, all that was created on another day. This was the light of God that caused the darkness to fall back. So there was no visible light, but he called for it. And the absence of light is what leaves darkness. Mm-hmm. Light existed in the invisible realm. It was in the unseen realm, and God called it forth into the earth. And then by that light, everything else was articulated and everything else was created. But when you look at Genesis and you go through all of the days, it was not, that day was not the creation of the sun. Sometimes that's what we think. Oh, that was the creation of the sun. No, that was the light of God coming to bring forth wisdom, to bring forth understanding, to bring alignment, so that everything pertaining to creation could take place. And in verse 14, it says, then God said, this is Genesis chapter 1, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. See, that wasn't the first day. That was the fourth. That was the fourth day. So this light, this is the light of God. This is the light of revelation. This is the light of creation that we have available to us.
I was going to say that's beautiful. You know, that revelation is beautiful. So our first point is faith is more than words. And anyone can say, you know, biblical faith goes deeper than verbal confession. It changes the heart. Anybody can say, you know, I believe, but it's your action. And Jesus warned us that not everyone who calls him Lord truly belongs to him. And genuine faith is not just what comes out of our mouth, it's what governs our lives. So think of it this way. Faith is not merely what you profess, it's what you practice. So it's very obvious to people when we have the deep faith that comes by being biblical. And that was a beautiful thing that Pastor Diana told us about the light being the light of God, because sometimes we read something and we really don't know what it says, and now we get clarification. But of everything we're teaching you, I just wanted to say one thing. We taught this many months ago about the spirit connecting to God, you know, and all this that we're talking about with faith, we have to have our spirits connected to him. Like we had the verse, the vine is connected to the branches, and that's the only way we will know and have faith and true biblical faith. It's our spirits have to become alive, and we need to become born again. Our spirits need to connect to the source, which is God. And this way, when we're up against problems, like Pastor Diana said, where you want to hear a problem, everybody's got them. That's when we know that when we're connected in the spirit, we're able to, and she also mentioned the Holy Spirit. Absolutely. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal these things to us, because otherwise it's in vain. We're not going to know. Our fleshly body is not made to know these things. It definitely has to come from above, and it definitely has to come from the spirit that's within us that comes alive through Jesus Christ and accepting him as our personal Savior. Otherwise, we can say all the time, I believe, but we're really not going to believe, because the flesh is not going to do that. We want to see things. We want to see proof. Even Thomas back then, he wanted to see proof. But blessed are those who see, who do not see, and yet believe.
James tells us in chapter 2, beginning at verse 14, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So we have to put our work in faith. We take our work and we're doing it in faith. We're doing it based off of the word of God. We're not doing it to obtain anything from God. He has already given us all things. We're utilizing what he has given unto us. He has freely given unto us. Sometimes it's perceived, oh, we're doing these things because we're trying to earn something from God. No, we're doing these things because God has already given unto us to distribute, to go out and to do. So if you have, you know, all this money in an account that was given unto you, an inheritance account, and it was given unto you, you didn't have to do anything to earn it. But you then are the steward of it. So we're not doing things to earn from God. We've already been freely given by God all things. And then now we are to steward them in the earth. So when God, he gives us a directive, he puts compassion, you know, in our heart for one another. If we have the ability to do, if by faith God is convicting us to do, to operate in compassion, to operate outside of ourselves for another person, then we are to do it. Not because we're trying to earn anything special from God, but because he has already given unto us the ability to do it. So we can't just be, you know, faith only. Like it said, faith is words only. And here it say, you know, if you don't give them what they need, you just say, oh, don't depart in peace, but I'm not giving you what you need. And I could give you what you need. We're not talking about people that can't give somebody else what they have. We're talking about people who have the ability in that area to extend from their self and to help others, to operate by faith. Faith, verse 17, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
Amen. I just want to tell you that Titus 2, 11 through 14 teaches that God's grace not only saves us, but also trains us to live godly lives. The same grace that forgives us is the grace that transforms us. So grace saves us. Faith receives that grace, and the Holy Spirit transforms us. The good works become the evidence, not the cause of our salvation.
Faith produces obedience. That's point number two. Faith produces obedience. So what does that mean? It means by faith, what God's word becomes the priority thing by faith. It produces obedience, which means that we're not going to do anything to jeopardize what we're believing for. You know, and we do it all the time, right? We believe in for good health, and then we do things to jeopardize our health.
Go eat that McDonald's hamburger.
If we really believe, faith produces obedience. So when we really believe something, our behavior goes in that direction. If you really, really follow a specific sports team, your attire goes in that direction. Your cheers go in that direction. It brings you in that direction, right? Faith produces obedience. So when we really believe what the Word of God is saying, and specifically what He is saying unto us, it produces obedience.
So I just want to say, faith produces obedience. That's the second point. So obedience is the natural response of someone who trusts God. So just think about it. Noah, he built. Abraham went. Moses returned to Egypt. Peter left his nets. The disciples followed Jesus. They obeyed because they believe. Obedience doesn't mean perfection. Every believer stumbles. That is definitely for sure. There is a growing desire to obey because the Holy Spirit is within us. And so that's what lets us, like Pastor Diana was saying, we have the Holy Spirit in us. I know when I first got saved, I was young. I was very young, and I was still into the worldly things. And all of a sudden, I had absolutely no more desire to do those things anymore. And people said, well, don't you miss it? No. What I got is far greater, and I just couldn't explain to them what had happened to me. No, I did not want to be in the world anymore. And I hope this happens to you and you get to know this beautiful, lasting peace.
We also, when we have that revelation of what God really did for us, it causes us not to want to put ourselves in jeopardy with bad decisions. So when we really now we have this revelation by faith, right? Our salvation comes by faith. So we have this revelation by faith of what Jesus Christ did for us, of the power of our salvation. That's going to drive us to operate in obedience, because we're not going to want to jeopardize. We're not going to want to put ourselves in the line of disobedience, because we're so grateful for what God has done. So then we conduct our life accordingly. So faith produces obedience, the number one faith being in our salvation. So in our salvation, when we go back and we reflect and we go into remembrance, all these things that God delivered us from, all these things that He brought us out from, and we say, oh, I don't want to put my life in jeopardy like that. Not another day. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.